tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, Mob Wives, The Reunion, Trust No One, Part 2. I am your host, Nicole Brazier, joined by my lovely panelists, which we almost have a full house tonight. We're just missing the lovely Erica, and we're so sad she couldn't join us on the final episode. And cheers to you ladies. We have brought the blood again.
Only cheers.
It's a different color kind of blood this time. So let me introduce my panelists and make sure to join in the conversation. Watch us on YouTube, the AfterBuzz TV app, hashtag ABTV Mob Wives, and let's get to it. Intro yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby Loren, back in the counts
for the last episode.
Last and final. Woo-hoo. It was a juicy reunion. I have to say, one of the best reunion shows I've ever watched.
Ooh, part good. Two was better than part one, I'll Definitely. Tell you that. Hey guys, I'm Pauline Aguilar.
And I'm Blake V.
And we have a really awesome surprise for you guys. We have a interview booked for today, tonight, I should say. And we've got Nat G. We're going to call her in. But first, we're going to just recap a little bit and give our feedback on this part two, which we all seem to be in agreement that it was much better than part one. I'm so glad that we finally got to see the Nat G drama go down a bit. And prediction was made. Carla did come. And
she did.
We'll definitely talk about that. But, yeah, overall, what did you guys think?
Yeah, it was certainly far better than part one. Part one just was such a cliffhanger. Left us, you know, left us wanting for so much more. But yes, we got into so much more. We saw Carla. We saw Nat D. Big Ange spoke up a little bit more, which I was happy about.
Yeah.
It was really, really eventful, to say the least.
I would say by watching this reunion show, especially, yeah, the second half, I think it answered a lot of questions we had throughout the season. You know, I'm sure we'll get to it, but there was a point where I felt like Nat Guercio was a little bit emotional and upset mm-hmm. by what was going down. And I felt like for the first time I could relate to her. Because I want to just put it out there. I totally agree with her on the fact that if she was in a bad relationship where it involved domestic violence, that, yes, the police should be called. And, yes, you should do what you need to do to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
You don't just promote being silent. I don't care who you are, because that's a big deal. Yeah. That's another level of seriousness.
It's also really serious to accuse someone of lying about domestic violence.
It is also very
you know?
Serious.
And that's why I was so torn. I called her at the end of the episode. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, what are, when Vivica asks them, whose side are you on, Nat D or Nat G, it's like, well, what are they, like, exactly, they're fighting
with this.
They're implying we have to choose between her telling the truth about a huge issue still going on today, and then versus just because she's led us to believe in this whole season that she does come off a bit of a liar sometimes and twists her words around. So it's hard.
It is.
It's hard to choose.
And I'm really excited to speak to Natalie today, too, because it's like the whole reunion, part one and part two, she kept getting hushed and we didn't get to get any words from her. I'm really excited to hear her side of things because we haven't gotten it this far.
That was the one thing I wasn't happy about, the way the reunion show was taped. Vivica's cool, but as a host, I don't know why the producers might have put it in her IFB that, you know, you need to stick to the questions. But I would have rather her not stick to the questions, let things flow, and tape longer, because they obviously edited it, mm-hmm. and they could have edited out what they wanted to edit out, but at least let them say what they need to say and say their piece so they can tell their side of the story. And I honestly think that is why Nat G hit us up, because I think she wants to tell her story tonight.
Yeah. And I think so many people want to hear it, too.
Definitely.
I mean, four of us right here, we're ready to go.
Yeah. Vivica, you know, we're hosts and we know it's kind of difficult. I mean, it must have been hard for her to host that reunion. I mean, I couldn't understand what was coming out of their mouths when they were doing that battle. But I will say that Vivica seems snide towards Nat G at times. You know, that she, when they did them in London,
with that whole pink t-shirt comment. Mm-hmm.
But even in part two now, they had the montage of Renee and the Ange drama a bit, and then her, you know, coming back from spiraling out of control, the blessings that she did with the baptism. And then Vivica goes, well, how about you, Natalie? Could you do something like that, what Renee did? Did you catch that? And
yes.
I was like, what a snide little remark, Vivica. I mean, that's how I see Nat G being attacked.
Also going on that, Big Ange put her hands together in a prayer pose.
Yep.
And literally said, what did she say?
She said, oh, please do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, please do it. So we see Ange, definitely.
Ange is changing sides over here on this reunion.
But then when
show.
She got back from the first time she left the set and she sat down, Ange was just like, oh, you're so, you know, you never surprise me. And, like, laughed with her, and she kind of, like, laughed with Ange. I don't know about that friendship. Maybe she'll help us out.
Yeah.
You know,
when I'm eager to find out about that, too. Because especially we've seen in social media, too, it seems like they definitely have mended their friendship, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we all need to know more about that.
Yeah. So what do we think about Nat D, real quick? Just, you know, her overall demeanor the whole time on this part, too. I mean, she was angry, and she held nothing back.
I do understand the fans' position of how they're siding with Nat G in the sense of, well, Nat D hasn't even met her yet. She's physically attacking her on the reunion show. Yeah, she has a lot of animosity towards a girl that the only reason why she's mad at her is because she's friends with the ex-boyfriend who apparently, you know, beat and was arrested by Nat G. So it's a little bit confusing why she's so passionate about it.
Yes.
Did she hook up with her ex?
Exactly.
Why are they so close and why does she care so much?
Yes.
Is kind of the question. But also in my eyes, being in Hollywood, I feel, well, she's on a show, so maybe she's just trying to get her 5 minutes.
I think she's trying to get longer than that. When Nat G left the first time, or the second, first or second, the last time, Nat D stood on stage and she was like getting made over. And I think she wants more than her 5 minutes.
She said that she would butt F the both of them.
I know. God, her language is worse than Nat G's, I feel like.
Yeah, she just got real. I mean, we've seen this side of her, but I feel like this was like on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, this was. I was a little shocked that she put herself to that level, because then it makes you look at her a little bit different after part two.
And that's been my issue with Natalie D the whole entire season, is that she came on with like such fire,
such hate,
you know? Yeah, for Natalie Gercio. And it's like, to me, it didn't make sense the whole time. We never saw her as a person. All we did was see her as someone hating so hard the whole, and like not even knowing why. We only found out here on part two of the reunion, which.
And I still didn't get it.
Right.
I still don't know why.
Understand.
Yeah.
We pretty much did hear pieces of that throughout the season, but they more so solidified the reason, which is still what we're trying to figure out, why it's such a big deal.
Right.
But essentially, I don't know, like, what do you guys think? Do you think it was a created storyline? Because even so, now in the reunion, a lot of the other castmates are saying, we don't even know where you live today. You know, I don't know anything about you. All you've talked about is Nat G.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting dynamic that's the only thing she was brought on the show for yet. She was in like 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, and if this is written in and she's really just playing this up, like, what an actress, right? I mean, she is like the most passionate, you know, about this topic. And so I feel like there is a nugget of truth somewhere in there, just because she is so passionate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even still, even if this is the true scenario, the reason why she's so upset still is a little beyond me.
Yeah. I liked Drita's point at the end of part two when Vivica asks them, you know, D or G. I like that Drita said she believes the part about Natalie definitely calling the PO, but doesn't know what to believe, you know, because that's where I'm left standing. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, because none of us were there, so it's really hard to say this happened or this didn't happen. It's always going to be he said, she said. Oh, we're never going to really know.
Yeah. And going off of what we're not going to really know, maybe we should talk about, I guess, Carla. We could bring up Carla and Drita real quick before we get to Nat G on the line and talk about what we believe with that, really. I mean, like, do you think that Drita really wants to be friends with Carla? Because at the end, Vivica tried to mend, say, do you miss her? Do you miss her? Great, we hope you for the best. And they said,
so we didn't get a current status on that.
I feel
like,
Carla was more offended than Drita, so yeah. I feel as though Carla misses Drita more than Drita
misses
Carla.
But I feel like we didn't get to the bottom of that situation. All we heard was Carla saying we ran into each other at the mall and she snubbed me, and that
really?
Was it.
Really? Yeah. Because I heard what they said.
Yeah, the social media stuff. Yeah. So Drita was thinking that Carla had been kind of, you know, talking some smack on her on some blogs and social media and stuff like that. And Carla was really kind of defending her position, saying, no, absolutely not. I don't talk to blogs. I don't sell my information, anything like that. But Drita was just like so far on the other side. Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of, I know. And it almost seems like for them to have so much, you know, new animosity between one another, it's almost like something bigger needed to happen. It wasn't like enough meat.
And it was also weird as a host that Vivica was kind of trying to get into their minds on the situation with the whole blog thing. And it felt like she was siding with Drita on the fact that Carla may have said bad stuff.
I totally caught that too.
I don't understand why Vivica, especially being in entertainment, she would understand that, because there's all these people that come out and say, you know, people, this magazine, that magazine wrote stuff about me that I never even talked to them, i.e. Was it Kendall Jenner recently? OK Magazine published something in quotes about her dad, and she said she never even spoke to them. That stuff happens all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean that celebrity ever spoke to the person.
However, though, they do, these reality stars do tip off. They do tip off because they want
this. They do, but Carla, I mean, come on, what is Carla getting off of a stupid blog bashing her friend?
Just like an outside, because I don't completely agree what I'm about to say, but maybe she missed not being in the spotlight and wanted to get back in the tabloids a bit,
right,
back on the show, and maybe this was a way to.
It very well could be.
I just always believe Drita.
She's going to strike me as a liar.
Carla?
Yeah.
She's not that mean. Drita.
I know.
It was a weird scenario, between the two of them. But I think a lot of it, too, had to do with Renee and Carla, and that's why Drita was so taken back because of their past.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, this show is, you know, the log line is, trust no one. I think Drita trusts no one. So, essentially, she's going to believe what she sees.
And actually, last show, I said that Drita must have made up that tag, because she did say, I trust no one. Yeah. But Renee also did, too. So, it came from two of them now. So, I was wrong. It wasn't just Drita who said, trust no one. But two of the original crew said it. So, that's always good.
That does. And speaking of Drita, perhaps on a lighter note, how great was their opening montage of Drita and all of the...
The dick.
All of the dick.
I'm quoting it. That was awesome. She must also get so embarrassed sometimes.
I know,
you know,
she was watching it going like,
back
oh my God.
To them being moms and stuff. It's like, God, if my kids see this, they're going to be like, what's going to become of them? But then she also did mention, we don't always follow what our parents say, because my mom never used that kind of language before. And Karen verified.
Yeah. Pretty funny. I like that. I liked that moment.
All the montages were really actually great. They were my favorite part about the reunion. I thought that they were fun. They were funny. And I like that we always saw their reaction. Maybe it wasn't the present.
That's so important.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't their reaction with them there, but it seemed like it, you know. We knew when they were editing, though. Couldn't you feel it when things were being cut out and you were like, I want to know what the real reaction was to that.
Yeah.
If it was a one-worder, for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I felt that way throughout the whole reunion, part one and part two, really. Paulina and I were talking about this earlier, where things were touched on, and then we were just about to get the answer, or things started to get a little juicy or spicy or whatever, and then, like, here comes Vivica. Oh, let's move right along, or time to take a break. And we're like, no!
Hasn't it been, like, the whole season to you guys, though?
Yeah. Like, always with that kind of just teaser approach.
And it never goes out the way that we really want it to.
Right.
We never find an ending or a solution that we want. Even with this ending of this reunion, it didn't really...
Going off that, what kind of ending do you want? What would you like to see?
I want to see Natalie G and Natalie D instead of screaming at each other to the point they're just...
To just talk.
Insulting each other like men. I want to hear a conversation and hear... Who's got
words.
What proof? Yeah,
yes.
And then come to my own conclusion about what I believe. Because I can't when you're calling each other a pig effer and dumpster juice and I don't even know, slut monkey. That was a funny one.
That was a good one.
I know.
No, I 100% agree. It's like, I want so much more information than they're giving me. So I can do just that. I feel like on the fence about a lot of situations, and I wanna know more. I need more information.
Yeah. And then also Vivica makes another smart comment to Nat G, and she says something about, you know, having etiquette in regards to her bringing the crew to Renee's party. So let's talk about that a little bit. Do we still concur that it was a planned thing and that all the mob wives knew that she was going to bring that crew there? Or do we now...
So Natalie G did say that she had all intentions of just coming for Renee.
I believe.
Yeah, she did make that known. She said that was fully her intention, which then, of course, spurred on Vivica's comment because Natalie brought... numerous friends, and then Vivica made her comment of, "Oh, it's a what did she say? Like plus one, your invite plus a guest."
She's like, "That's etiquette."
Yeah, that's etiquette.
I was like, "Geez."
So,
She's so snide with her.
She was, but yeah, I mean, truly, I think it could go both ways. I mean, she did say she was truly there for Renee, which seems legitimate, and you could just be bringing your friends, But on the other hand, it's like in the back of your mind that this is going to go down, and maybe you do want at least a little support, when the whole room is against you, it is tough to come in on your own and kind of deal.
One girl would have been good.
One girl.
Like a whole table of people.
I'm still against Angie bringing a group into that party. But what I liked, what Vivica said at the end was like, well, if you were, I guess, caught and to have your friends go home, why not stay for Renee if you were truly there for her? Which I think she could have.
Yeah.
I think the thing is she just felt threatened and I don't feel as though she feels safe in a room alone with a bunch of people that hate her.
Yeah.
So regardless, I don't think she would have ever stayed.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the bottom line too.
Is like when you know people don't like you. I mean, it's hard enough to walk into a room if you maybe don't know people and it's new or something brand new. So if you're walking in absolutely knowing that these people don't like you, I mean, that's really tough. That's tough for anybody.
Yeah. And Drita said at the end of when she walked out, and she was never the final walkout, and she said, she's scared. I just have a feeling that she's scared. And also, we didn't mention that Nat D said to Nat G that she still texts her ex, and that was fishy to me. That I don't know. I could possibly.
They said something
that.
About earlier that day too.
Really?
Yeah. She said she was texting my or is it my ex, their exes now, the one that was on the show,
Ronnie,
Nat D. Yeah, Ronnie, I guess. That she was texting him
before
the show. She said that he was texting him before the show.
Is that in reference to Ronnie? Is Ronnie the ex now? Because I thought they were still good. But they didn't even go over that. See, that's something they should have gone over for us.
I know. All those confusing. Those loose ends.
But actually, now that I think about it, what I took away from it was Nat G's ex that she put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like. You're still texting him.
That's what I thought that
question
was.
Question for her if we speak to her today.
Well,
that'd be great. So, remember that, guys.
I know. Put that one on the list.
And people seem to kind of feel for Nat G on Twitter. I mean, people are saying they're disgusted with the way that people were talking to her, not letting her get a word in. They support her for calling the police on her boyfriend due to domestic abuse. So
that one's funny.
If I hear the word rat one more time.
With all these exclamations.
I know. Yeah. And then we've got the Drita fans saying that she's classy, but then when you watch the dick montage, I don't know about that. But she looks great. She looked great. We went through that. So, I mean...
What did you guys think of Vivica crying and walking off set?
Oh, my God.
Dramatic.
Totally dramatic. Last episode, I went on a rampage of how much I didn't like her as a host. And I still stick to my guns because I think, and I read it on Twitter, that she made it about herself. She took that moment, and I understand that she's a host.
She needs to mediate.
And I know that you may not like the cussing and, it got ugly, but do you really need to cry, let alone walk off? Like, keep it in, be professional, and mediate, calm them down. Do you really need to walk off like that?
Why I think she makes it about herself is because she's hired as a celebrity host.
Yeah.
And celebrities are already about themselves.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it
and
even
that's not
harder.
That's not their holy job.
Exactly. Like,
when you hire a host... That's their only job, and that's it. They're not actors. Well, I mean, they can turn into that, but I mean...
Completely.
She's supposed to be relatable and relate to the audience and not make it so much about yourself.
And she did, and that was not
I know, and
a good
emotions
moment.
Are already running so high among this crowd. I mean, to just, like, throw in your own emotions, catches everyone off guard, first of all.
Adds
into the craziness of it, but I will say one thing. I mean, it really was a good interruption. Because everyone was like, what? What's happening?
For 5 minutes, though.
It might have calmed them down.
She's crying.
Yeah. Because then in the next, scene after the commercial, we saw it was just another brawl. Another brawl happened, 5 minutes.
She came in, and she was like, let me explain why I walked off. I was like, as a viewer, as a fan, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then the producers kept it in. But I guess they had to explain why she walked off. Otherwise, it would have been like, what? She's sitting back down? What happened?
Yeah.
You know?
It was dramatic, though. on her part.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Don't know if it was
the because best at, move. At that point, I was also thinking, well, if you're going to walk back on and say, you know, you just got upset by what they were talking about, well, then at least explain yourself, because now I want to know what at this domestic violence home did you experience that's making all these memories come up right now with these women. You know, that was a loose end.
Yeah, totally. I know. I know. Unfortunately, this whole the whole reunion has been loose ends. We have so many questions.
Still,
exactly.
I mean, people think these pictures that Natalie posted are makeup. They think that she put makeup on and, like, acted as if she was...
I don't believe
that. Oh, with the actual scars and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. And you know what? For her to sit on the couch, and she got emotional when she was being attacked by Nat D about that situation. And I feel like if you went through something like that, it's hard to talk about. And she made a good point yelling at Nat D saying, here's this girl coming in who I've never met, who's all of a sudden blowing up my past, something personal that I went through that probably would not have heard about this season. And some people just don't want to talk about it. It brings bad memories.
Yeah, if in fact it was domestic violence, it's hard because now you have to go in front of national TV and talk about it. And imagine
but
another
she didn't
woman.
Really want, I mean, actually, I guess she did and she wasn't able to. I think she wanted, you know, but I'm just so torn because she got very emotional. She left like 3 times. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to.
I would too. If I can't get a word in and I'm being attacked by. That's so frustrating. You know, it is. It's like, well, let me talk if you're asking me all these questions.
So that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Would you guys leave? If you were in her shoes, would you have done the same thing that she did?
If I could not get a word in and you're asking me these questions and I could not explain myself, yes, I would have.
I don't know what I would have done, because essentially what I was going to say is if there's another woman yelling at you, telling you you're wrong and that you were never abused, but in fact you were, that's a traumatic experience. How do you handle that right then and there at work and be professional?
Yeah.
Either I would just sit there and play it cool and wait till someone allows me to speak, or maybe I would have walked off. I don't know. I definitely am not the kind of girl that will attack
somebody. She definitely did try.
How long do you need to defend yourself to get people to listen
until the show is over?
I guess.
I mean, stay till the end. I know. It really is a tough scenario because it's like, of course, you don't want to bring up feelings of the past. And she even said too that it's something that she does not acknowledge anymore. It's in the past. She wants to move forward, which, you know, you can completely agree with. It's like, you don't want to keep bringing that up, talking about that every single day of your life.
Right.
And to be fair, like, she didn't. It wasn't her intention to bring any of this up. It was Nat D, of course, that came and stirred the pot and brought everything up, you know? So that's already, you know, a really frustrating scenario of, like, okay, here's this girl bringing up this stuff. I'm trying to not relive. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but then on top of it, you can't get a word in edgewise.
Right.
You know, I can completely... you know, I feel her being super frustrated and just like you said, you know, it's like, if you can't get a word in edgewise, why even be there? What's the purpose of being there when you can't even speak?
And we know he's not in jail. She said it on there. She said if I wanted him in jail, he would still be there, but he's not.
Yeah.
And then that's when Nat D's hit, but you're still texting him.
Yeah, that's why it probably is the ex who abused her.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you still be communicating is the question.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was either, and that's what makes it sketchy.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so much left unsaid.
Should I try calling her? Getting her on the line?
We would have had a cue.
Producers, what's going on in there?
Did you try calling her?
Are you calling her? Sorry, because she doesn't know to actually call. We're supposed to be calling her.
We're supposed to be dialing her.
Okay, sorry, guys. I thought you were waiting for...
We're all sitting here like...
She's really...
No, because usually they do call, and that's why.
Okay.
We don't usually call them.
Okay. Well...
But it's okay.
That's okay.
Hopefully she answers.
Yeah.
Doesn't think
I really
want to
ask her about Vivica Fox, because she said some crazy stuff.
There was a Twitter war between them. Everyone after the reunion was just cyberbullying everybody, like posting pictures and calling them this and calling them that.
I know, being on whoever's side. And it's so funny, too, because the producers know this, the show knows this. They even get in on it with Shazam. They've been Shazamming, like, which side are you on? You know?
And people are on Nat G's side.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people are.
But, you know, being Nat D, if you think about it, like, if that's her friend who supposedly committed, you know, did this to Nat G, do you really think he's going to tell you the truth? Like, if I were to ask my guy friend, hey, did you really hit her? Like, I'm not going to expect the truth from him. I don't think he would admit it.
I think if you're close to the very close to the person, and maybe you were around when that happened, you may know more details. Because there's also other people in their life. Maybe he told his best friend, that's a guy, and was maybe. Like, yeah, I did, but I was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
So I think we have Nat G on the line. Let's loop her in so we can answer all these questions that we're dying to ask her. Do we have her? Yeah? No? Oh, you need the phone number.
No, she's on. She's on the line.
Oh, she is. We can't hear her. Are you there? Can you hear us? We don't hear her. Hold on. Sorry.
No, I don't hear her either, but she just picked up the phone.
Did you let her know it was after us?
No, I can't talk to her. You are the first guys to talk to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she's connected. We're connected to her.
Okay, weird.
Hello.
Well, Nat G, are you around so we can loop you into the show?
I don't know why she's not answering, guys. I could try her again.
Yeah, let's try her again.
The fans are like, get her on the phone.
What a process here.
I'm looking at this funny thing she posted of her and Vivica in like a similar outfit.
No way.
And she wrote, who wore it better?
That's pretty funny.
And you guys can look on Twitter to see what I'm talking about, or just Google the Natalie Garcia and Vivica Fox Twitter war, and you will see what I'm talking about. She was just recently in L.A., too. We wish we could have got her in studio.
I know. Mm-hmm. That would have been so fun.
Yeah. What was she in L.A. for?
I don't know. I think
visiting friends.
Yeah.
I don't think she was doing any press.
Personal vacay. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was either, but
I know. Had some fun.
That's our bad for not getting her at that time. Oh, well.
We tried. We tried.
All you could do is try, right?
That's right.
So
no, this will be great, too.
We just cannot, like, all you could do is try and sit and be patient with those girls.
Right.
Yeah.
God, the craziest task ever.
Yeah. It's been a whirlwind of a season, that's for sure.
Truly the funniest part was when after Nat D went and attacked Nat G for the second time, she got through to her. Do you see the other cut of the camera where she like slides?
Show love.
Wait, is this London?
I think it's London's self.
Hey,
London, it's AfterBuzz. We're looking for Natalie. We're on your voicemail. And we're live.
If you know where she is, call us back. What's the number? Do we have it?
We've got the number.
Hey, producer in the booth, want to give out the number?
Yeah, it is
64. It is, wait, huh? Can you just go on speaker and do it?
The AfterBuzz number?
I'll get in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
How funny was it when Vivica?
Thank you.
We're jumping back and forth. The fans are like, we don't care of anything you have to say. We just want to hear Nat G on the line.
They're like, we're over it now. Where is she?
Vivica, like, really quick, we'll get back on her again when she like ended the show completely. And she was like, until next time. Boom. Like, I was like, what are you doing?
I wonder if they told her if that was in the copy in the teleprompter or she just decided to do, like, boom.
Right.
With her guns up.
I think that was her. She was so posy-posy, too.
It's weird because she's very, like, normal in the question area, kind of normal in the questions. Yeah. And then she comes back to prompter and it's read, read, read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hosty. Like, all right, guys, and for next time, I'm Vivica Fox. Boom. Then it's like, what?
Yeah.
You just got in. There was a fight that just happened. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. She was very off and on. I mean, I guess that's how you have to be, you know?
I would just be like, segue it. She didn't segue. That was the problem. It was like raw cut. But, and they didn't cut the camera, but it was a raw cut on her behalf with her voice.
And that's
like
true.
One personality to another.
Nat G had made a comment about Nat D's attack till she was in the back and she was like, it's funny how she didn't throw a punch, but yes, she takes boxing and she can't fight. And I thought it was the funniest thing because they cut to Nat D like going for her and she kind of falls. So
yeah, she like
missed
the opportunity
to throw a punch, but she ends up pulling her hair. And I'm like, we saw you boxing like 10 times in the episode.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is go for the hair.
Why does she wear those shoes? You do not wear a Louis Vuitton.
She said she was trying to take them off, but she couldn't.
I saw. No, she was like on the ground.
Louis Vuitton.
Excuse me. I clearly don't own a pair.
I don't either, but I'm just saying. It's a designer.
You see how low she got? She was like.
Well, I actually saw that, and before she explained what was going on, I thought that she was faking it so that the security guards wouldn't be able to stop her. Not because she wanted to take her shoes off. It looked like she was pretending to fix her shoe and then, like,
for the sneak attack.
For it. Yeah. Honestly, that's what was in my mind. But then she came up with the whole story of, I was going to take my shoes off because my feet were swollen. But why would you do that on national TV?
Right.
I don't care if you're trying to make a run for it. Like, once they notice your shoes are off, they may think that's
a problem. Something's up.
Yeah. Exactly. It looked like she was trying to, like, fake it and then bolt.
Yeah. No, that's totally a viable option.
Yeah.
You know, she was trying to get in there, like, however she could. So, whatever. The fake shoe takeoff sneak attack, I believe it. That could very well be.
So nuts.
Yeah.
What else, Nicole?
Another interesting thing is kind of how they closed off the episode is by asking everyone the difference between a rat and a cop caller. And they were saying, is it possible, the Shazam, you know, interaction was asking the fans, is it possible to get your cred back after being called a rat? And then they were saying, what's the difference between a rat and a cop caller? And everyone kind of went around and said. So I thought that was interesting. I mean, obviously we know what the women think about that. And clearly there's no way to get your cred back after.
I think they're all in agreement that Nat G is a rat, because she said if you're trying to put your boyfriend in jail, you're a rat. That's what she did. And they clearly mean it, because she claims to be in this lifestyle, and that's why they think of her as that.
Their biggest defense was, if you claim to be in the lifestyle, well then don't cop call and don't rap. But at the same time, like, she isn't in the mob herself.
She's related.
So she, I mean, I guess that's also up in the air. Who knows?
I know.
Because it's there's a lot of quotes out there.
Totally. And they have such like definitive lines of this is a rat, this, you know, this is not a rat. This is, you know, these are the rules you have to live by in order to comply to everything. But at the same time, there's so many situations that don't quite apply and aren't quite, you know, what they're saying. And so it's a little tough to follow if you're outside of it, you know?
I think that we should go to Urban Dictionary and look up the definition of rat.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Like, it actually says on Urban Dictionary. For those of you guys that don't know what Urban Dictionary is, it's kind of like the street terms and of things that you may hear on shows like Bob Wives, and it gives you the definition instead of an encyclopedia.
Dumpster juice
is
now
on there too. Yeah.
A snitch, a person who has tattled on another person.
So a tattle.
That's not a good quote. I'm not going to repeat what it says. It's not good.
It gives you an example, the example has some curses.
Look
and
it up on your own. It goes into the racist part, which we haven't talked about. Do we think that she's a racist?
No,
I didn't like that. And then people got really offended last week that I used the term colored, and I was only saying that in reference to the mob back in the day. It was an old school reference. I don't talk to my African-American friends and go, hey, colored friends, so let's take it easy with that. But we, you know, we're going to run into those problems when we talk about racism. It's a really sore subject, and, you know, it was sore when we were watching it. It was tough to watch last week, and they didn't really get too much into it in part two.
I don't think they should have. I think
it's a touchy subject.
Yeah, Gabby, what do you think?
I was going to say that I feel as though if you guys think Vivica was kind of stepping on her toes, maybe it was because she was pissed about the racist comment.
Probably.
You know?
Actually, here's something that I have to say, though. She did go and tweet about her with 50 Cent and then making another kind of remark towards her being, you know, with
Nat G.
Nat G. With, like, they kept, like, referencing, like, black dick. Like, they kept, I'm not the only one who didn't miss that, right?
No, I saw that.
And then even Drita said something last week about, like, remember we were like, what are they talking about? And that's what she was referring to. How they've been, how can you say that he or she is a racist when you've been with somebody who's the opposite of you?
Yeah.
Which and I think her son is biracial. She says that.
Mm-hmm. Who is?
Nat G's son.
She says that
he's biracial too.
Interesting.
I did not know that fact.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah, and so then, I mean, if that's the case, how could you be? You know, if you obviously have, you know, biracial kids, just like Karen's approach. She was saying, my daughter's biracial, you know, how dare you? That was her side of things. But it's like, if Nat G is in the same boat, how can one be and then one is not? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think people sometimes take Nat G's comments out of context. Yeah, out of context or to a different degree than what she implied it. But they look just like somebody just looked at my comment and thought I was using it in like a, you know,
derogatory.
But even just a way where I wasn't thinking, but you know, you didn't read into it where I was referring to the old school. So it was an old school, you know, people just read things and hear things sometimes the way that they want to, and that's how they're going to react.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think even though we're in 2015 and things have changed so much,
still
there is still such a stereotype and such, you know, animosity towards a whole racial conversation. And it's really unfortunate that a small little miscommunication between even us and you guys as the viewers can cause such a,
like such a
reaction. Fierce reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, know that for the most part, it's hard doing what we do, and not everyone can do it and also understands. There are things that get miscommunicated all the time.
Yeah.
And regardless, just the time.
Totally. And like thinking on your feet and also just feeling passionate about something too. It truly is hard to be thinking one step ahead of your mouth.
Yeah.
In a setting like this.
You know, I know that. I'll drink to that.
Just trying to get your opinions out, trying to kind of decipher a situation for what it is. It truly is.
It's an
tricky,
edgy subject to speak around because you don't know how to necessarily turn things and speak appropriately, because anything you say can literally offend anyone out there. I mean, we deal with it all the time. You guys have great things to say on YouTube, but then there's also the negative comments too, which is fine. We appreciate them. Constructive criticism is great. But, you know, every now and then, I mean, we can't make everyone happy.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and then, someone out there may not understand what we're saying, and we may not understand what you're saying, but that's the whole point of engaging in a conversation, and that's why we do what we do and love what we do, because it's about talking to you guys and understanding what you want and what you want from us. Essentially.
That's
great.
I love
point,
it. Well
Deb.
Put.
Thanks.
Well put, Gabby.
I should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah, really.
Hashtag
that.
Goal.
There we go. So inspired right now.
I am. Because it's important. This happens all the time in media, mm-hmm. and I hate hearing anything about racism. I actually don't like the fact that Karen brought it up on the reunion
mm-hmm.
show. Because that's not one thing that you should attack someone with.
Yeah, just so quickly toss onto somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't believe that's true either. Yeah. So I don't like that she used that. Because honestly, Philly is a little bit hood, and not that hood is necessarily related to a color, but I'm saying, like, I grew up in New York, I get the East Coast. I mean, I think she's just labeling things on somebody that's probably, it's dynamic and diverse over there. You have friends that are Mexican, you have friends that are Colombian, you have friends that are black, white, Asian, Muslim, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's the streets.
Yes, well, it's a true melting pot.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah, it's,
for sure.
It's exactly. It's a piece of just life. I mean, you know.
I think that was just to get at her and make the fans kind of a little bit more heated. Bring them to a level 10.
Yeah.
Yes. Certainly did.
Yes, definitely they did.
What do you guys think about Drita's comment that she feels there's something about Nat D that Nat G didn't want to confront?
Natalie's trying to call in
for
us officially now. Do we have an official number for her?
We need to give her a number to call.
Yeah, I called her and left her a number.
Well, can we just give her the number right now?
Sure.
And
it's,
we'll
yeah.
do that through text so we can loop
around. Sure, it's 646-256-1729.
I lost.
Thank you. 646-256-1729.
Yeah. We used to have
P. Sherman, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Had to get the quick thumbs going on that one.
Tell her to call in, like, right now. So we have a few minutes with her at least.
Okay.
If possible. I know you guys, you're dying to hear from her, and so are we. So thank God we're going to get her in at least for the end. This will be good. Hopefully she's been listening to everything. That'd be great. So we can just jump right into things. But yeah, when do you guys think this show will be back if, you know, indeed they do next season?
Doesn't it usually come back at, like,
in fall?
Midsummer? End of summer?
I don't know.
I hope so. Well,
they would
film
in
the summer, right?
Yeah.
Probably. They'd probably start production.
Gosh, I mean, can you believe it's spring, like, today?
I know.
Isn't it today?
Yeah, well, based
on the first day of spring.
Feels like summer.
Well, here it is summer.
Yeah.
It's like 90 degrees every other day.
I know. But we did hear some whispers that maybe they weren't coming back for next season. Is that something that we think is really true? I mean, quite honestly, I would watch this show for
how are you not
going to
have Nat G on next season?
I know.
What? How are we going to have anything to talk about?
I can see her not wanting to do it.
Her and Renee. I can see both of them not coming
back. Yeah, because Renee's over it, like Carla was.
And we can ask her. Hopefully we can get her on there.
But, I mean,
come back if there is his next season.
Who knows, because Jen is the one that creates the show, and she may just, you know, talk Renee into being on it.
That's true, too.
It's her sister, so.
Yeah, but I want Renee to be well. You know, I want her to carry on in this positive, you know, frame of mind, trying to keep sobriety and stuff, even though she did say to us on part two, I have that one time in the month where I fall. Like, she said that.
Guys, I've got a caller on the line. I'm not sure if it's Natalie, but let's take a look.
All right, let's try it.
Who are you, caller? Natalie!
We finally made it.
Finally, with seconds finally to spare.
We left London a voicemail because we were trying to get through to you.
Hello, we're live.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in. We've been dying to just get in touch with you and find out all the information that the reunion has left us wanting to know.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Jump right in.
So we want to go ahead. You want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I think the first thing on my mind that I would like to know is right out of the gates, we found out your connection to Alicia. And I just wanted to know a little bit more kind of your friendship with her and kind of how far it goes back. You know, we didn't really get to see a lot of that during the season. And so I'm just kind of curious how far that goes back and how deep it really is.
Alicia and I met a long time ago, actually, through my ex-boyfriend. So I've known her for a while. We connected more on the show, and we developed more of a friendship on the show. But I've known her for a good while.
Nice. So now, is this the drama that surrounds the ex-boyfriend you're talking about?
Is this the abusive ex?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of history there. There really is.
Yeah. And her brother and my ex were best friends.
How does Alicia feel about what's going on this season, especially with the talk about what happened with you and your ex, whether that whole situation was even true or not because of the Nat D thing?
Yeah, she always stuck with positive with me. And you know, she's just a little bit beside herself that, you know, after all these years, like, how can he, you know, put his foot into my life again? And, you know, with all this, especially, you know, with this girl that doesn't even know me, like, it just doesn't make any sense, you know. But, you know, all in all, just with everything going down, she, you know, she felt sick about it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she wished she could be there with me because I didn't have anybody on my side, but she knew I would be able to handle it, so.
Yeah, it's too bad they couldn't bring her on for the reunion show to kind of speak on your behalf.
Yeah, no, it's fine. She's happy. Like, this whole thing with the show, it's a negative light for her, and she just wants to completely just surround herself with a positive.
There you go. Move on. Keep it positive.
So Natalie D's relationship with your ex, I want to hear your perspective on it.
There is no relationship. I mean, she's claiming that they're best friends and were very good friends. Meanwhile, where was she right before he went to jail and I had to go on away party with all his family and friends? You know, it's just, she wasn't there. I just feel like she just wanted to get on the show so bad that she was just grasping at straws and would take anything that she could take, you know, to get on.
I mean, easily that comes across, I feel like. I think during the season, it was difficult to understand her as a person anyways, you know, with her issue and just continuing to harp on this. I feel like we all
are. And it's a little scary. I think she's clearly obsessed with me. And you know, it's even funny. When I found out she was coming on the show after I had my scene with Drita and Ange that day, you know, I put her name in, you know, Instagram or Twitter or anything just to find out who she was, especially just in Facebook, because I didn't know who the hell she was. Meanwhile, she was already my fan. She was already following me.
That's interesting.
And she was following London, too, so it's a little weird.
That is weird. And you'd never met her until the show.
Never.
That's crazy.
That is very crazy.
I don't even travel on the same... Like, she might know the same people I know, but I do not travel in the same circles as her. South Philly is very small. Everyone knows everybody from some sort of different angle, whether it be, you know, the guy that works at the grocery store or somebody, you know, your mom knew because, you know, she's friends with his mom or her mom, like stuff like that. We never traveled in the same circles, ever.
So do you think she plays it up for the cameras to kind of be like, she hates you so much for hurting?
She makes it seem like there's such a motive and there's something that you did to her. And the reason why when Drita said in this reunion, when Drita said she felt that there's something about Nat D that you didn't want to confront, I mean, like, what? Why does it give them that?
That is just being said. My ex and I, we have restraining orders against each other. And I did not know at the time that my ex had anything to do with her. I thought she was just, like, just using whatever she can get just to get on the show. So I didn't want to... I was forced into telling the world what happened to me. And I don't appreciate that. Like, was it the right time in my life to do that? No, it wasn't. And it was actually something that happened over 5 years ago. And I moved on from that. You know, I've went through a lot of my own struggles, my own personal issues, you know, just getting myself back together and rebuilding who I was. Because when you're in an abusive relationship, you know, whatever it is, physically abusive, verbally abusive, mentally, it takes a while for right. you to come back into yourself again. And I put all that behind me. You know, especially being with London, like, he's a godsend to me because,
we love,
you know,
London.
I never knew there was a normal man out there, you
right,
know, like,
yeah.
someone who actually loves me and treats me like a woman and, you know, and he's a gentleman. So I just put that behind me, and I don't feel as though that was her story to bring up.
Right. And being that the
and
world...
I tried to protect my ex because, again, even though we have our own issues, I haven't talked to him. You know, he's happy. He's moved on. I am happy. I moved on. That was a part of my past that, you know, I don't want to revisit. And that's why I couldn't defend myself the way I wanted to on TV.
Now, on the reunion show...
And then when I found out he was the one actually helping her, that's when I decided, all right, well, then I guess, you know, I can protect myself and stand up for myself.
On the reunion show, Nat D mentioned you still texting the ex. Are you still in communication with him on your phone? Like, are you guys civil now? Or I know you have the restraining order, but...
No, I mean, no, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, at the end of the day, you know, she's just doing and saying anything she wants to say to... It's the talk.
Right, to get her time, her camera time.
How does it feel having to relive this past that you said you buried and you moved on to, and having, you know, half of the fans on your side, but then another half of the viewers doubting you, and even having some of these wives doubt you and what really happened to you? I mean, it's a sensitive subject. It's abuse, and for you to for them to say that you're making it up.
It's a lot of mixed feelings. You know, aggravation, and, you know, and then the other part is, well, I don't need to explain myself to anybody.
Right.
You know, there's way more to a story about an abusive relationship than a 5-second clip on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
True. Like, there's just so many things that just go down and happen, and, you know, the only people that deserve to know is the people that are close to me that I choose to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like I have to defend myself to the fans. I don't feel like I have to defend myself to my coworkers, and especially to a stranger who doesn't know me.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Absolutely. And on the reunion, we here are all in agreement that you were certainly being hushed and not really given your chance to speak. Is there anything really mm-hmm. kind of gnawing at you that you wish you could have said on the reunion show that you might want to say now?
No, honestly, I probably just... I don't know. Not really. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they hired a host that was best friends with Renee, and, you know.
Yeah, we were saying that we thought, well, that's a good point, but we were saying that Vivica was very snide to you. She did make remarks to you, or as an audience, you saw it. You felt it.
There was so much more that she would say that they didn't even air.
I laughed out loud at your little comparison to who wore it better, because she mocked your outfit, and so you showed her. She actually donated her clothes to a firm that I used to work at, a PR firm, so... I have plenty of her clothes, and I see what she used to wear, too. So I found that really funny.
That is cute.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to be nice and respectful. Like, I already knew what was going on during the taping of the reunion. Like, I knew she was shutting me up. I knew she didn't give one at a time to talk. She didn't give me the time to talk. And, you know, the whole thing with her getting up with her fake crocodile tears, that was so fake. It's like nobody can steal her thunder, and, you know, obviously that's what was happening. And it's just, I put out a tweet to her after the audience, after all the fans and people watching saw that, you know, she kept cutting me off just very nicely. And I said, I didn't like how you treated London and I, and I you know, we deserve an apology. We want an apology. And then she replies by calling me a trick. Like,
are you kidding?
Oh, no.
Oh wow. So
no,
she called
like,
you
she called me a trick,
first.
And that's why, like, I was like, okay, we could, like, two can play at this game. Like, don't come at me and be disrespectful to me and trying to act like something you're not. Well, you're supposed to be a host.
Right. Take it to that level.
And we know that you won't let that settle, for sure. You'll definitely.
Yeah. But you know what? I reacted because you got to understand, so it was also... when you film and you saw how hard it was for me, especially not being able to talk,
yeah.
It like brings you back when you're watching it. It brings you back to that moment and that, you know, frustration. And, you know, I reacted to her calling me a jerk, and, you know, then I tried to make, you know, a light out of it and make it a little bit funny. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, it is what it is. You know, she knows what she's done, and the whole world seen what she did, and, you know, there's nothing more to really say about it.
Well, on the whole topic of Twitter, we know that in the beginning of the season, you kind of had it out with Karen because of the whole family thing and calling her family rats, etc. But do you think, like, when you were signed on to do the show, that you actually were looking forward to becoming friends with this girl, or did you just not really like her from the beginning?
The problem that happened with all that, and this is why... And it's just funny how somebody can say one thing on TV and then, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know what? She did that because, you know, Karen said that. Karen has been fighting with me before she even got on the show. She was already fired. She was gone. She was trying to give her 2 cents while Alicia and I were on the show. And she started attacking my family, my brother, you know, oh, you shouldn't be on Mob Wives, you should be on Cop Wives. So she was the one who was viciously attacking me constantly before she even got on the show. That's why I passed comments like, you know, you owe me a check because I gave you a storyline. Because if I didn't feed into her, she probably wouldn't have came back on.
Interesting. You know? Yeah.
So she started the Twitter war, and then you just kind of rebutted with it because you weren't going to let it just sit there.
Listen, I have a lot going on in my life to sit there and start picking fights with people. I don't do that. I am the type of person, and I'm sure, you know, I know the edits, you know, they try to edit you one way, but I'm like a protector. I protect, you know, my friends. I protect myself. And, you know, if you're going to come at me, I'm going to say something back to you.
Right.
So that's basically how it all went down. And then with the twists and the turns and, you know, her manipulating the audience and the fans and all, saying that I've done it first, which is not true. It's totally not true. I didn't even really know about her like that. Like, I didn't know anything about her, period. Like, I came on the show, didn't even watch the show. Never watched the show. I was never a fan of the show. I came on just, you know, just me.
Right. Just to wrap it up, at the end of the reunion, they discussed after you left that Angela didn't hear the tape, and you know, Renee gives her opinion, and so does Drita, and they just kind of leave it at Renee saying that they're all big enough to handle what comes their way in this lifestyle, kind of referencing that, like, you aren't. So I guess that leaves us wondering, A, are you still close with Ange and Drita or any of the wives? And B, are we going to see you if there's a next season?
Yeah, like Drita and I, we're cool. She, you know, she did apologize to me at the reunion. They didn't air it. I don't know.
We could tell that Drita was definitely feeling for you. I could.
Yeah, she apologized to me on the reunion, and she kind of apologized to me on tweets. But Ange and I, you know, they were feeding Ange's head out with a lot of BS. And, you know, Ange and I spoke, and, you know, we came to an understanding. She realizes, you know, this isn't the first time that they do this, trying to twist and turn, try to mess people's heads up and, you know, lie about things, and she believes me, and I have nothing to lie about. I have nothing to lie about at all.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to see you next season if there is one, or are you out like you
said season,
so?
I mean, if there's a next season, it's a possibility. I mean, I have a lot, you know, to think about just, you know, on a personal end of it, because do I really want to work with people who look down upon, you know, domestic violence and who have such strong hate against our law enforcement. I mean,
right.
What message are you putting out there to, you know, your kids, the children out there? It's just, to me, it's a little disgusting to me. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, I never once came on the show claiming to be, you know, everybody's famous line about that life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that. I'm me. I'm always going to be me. And if there's something I don't like, I'm going to tell you. And people don't like the bluntness of me. They don't like that I keep it real, and they try to twist it and turn it and put me into something that I'm not. I'm very out of character on the show. Like, it's not even my character. I'm very laid back. I'm very quiet. It's just when I get pushed to the edge, you know, I explode, as would anybody else being pushed to the edge. You know, being on a reality show is not easy. It's very stressful. It's high stress, and, you know, at the end of the day, they're trying to make a show, but, you know, you feel like you're, you know, you're coming out of your own character to, you know, give them that. And, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. It's a double-edged sword.
Well, very mature of you. Yeah, I'm very impressed. Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought
it. Natalie G, coming through for AfterBuzz TV. Well, thank you so much for reaching
sharing
out to
your
us.
Side of everything.
Yeah, we're
too.
Glad that we got you on the show for our last episode, and we have to let you go because we've got to wrap it up. But again, we hope to see you, and you brought a lot of fire to the season, and we hope to see you again. And thank you again.
Yes, thank you so much, Natalie.
And you're welcome on the show whenever, you know,
yeah, come back to LA. Yeah, you gotta come to the studios and drink with us.
Definitely.
We'll bring the fireball and the champagne glasses for you.
Yeah, we need a gallon of that.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
Right, we're wishing you in London well. Definitely speedy recovery for him. All right, guys. So that's awesome. We're so glad that we got her on the show. And the fans, see, we got her on. We were not BSing you. But
last minute thoughts on that? She just seems very genuine. I got that vibe from her. And it's funny because we see these, you know, people on TV and we have one view of them. And then you see them or talk to them in real life and you get a whole different view.
Okay, guys, where can everyone find you real quick?
I'm Blake V. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Blake V Media.
You can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar or on Instagram at Paulina Aguilar.
Twitter, Gabrielle _Loren, and Instagram, GabbyLO87. Thanks, guys. It's been a fun season.
Twitter, Instagram, at Nicole Brazier. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We hope you enjoyed this awesome season. We're going to miss you, and everybody cross their fingers for Mob Wives.
Season 6.
Cheers.
Cheers
without spilling.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.